with no sports on, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know, it's weird because like people are just feeling the need to find something to just like attach themselves to, and it just so happens to be like social issues.
Yeah,
like all of a sudden, like that dad that never read the news now has fucking politics on his brain, man. It's stupid.
He's always impeaching somebody. Yeah, fuck, everybody's impeaching someone. Like it's not the president every day.
Impeach him. He's a pussy, and
he's a pussy, and I hate him. Get him out of there. That's what social media is now.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, man, you better watch out. If you get 1,000 followers, they're gonna cancel you.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be like you could just go on there and say stupid shit. Now you have to go on there and attack everyone who says anything stupid.
Yeah, man.
I love that. Oh man. Yeah, I love how serious everyone's taken like all this shit. Like I feel like Instagram used to be only jokes, and now it's there, you can't even find one.
No, man, like memes used to be so cool. Like you remember how ruthless memes I did a podcast with Jim yesterday.
Mm.
And we were talking about that, like the internet, when it first came out, was ruthless.
Yeah, man, it was so mean to everybody who even looked like a little weird. Now it's like everybody who looks weird gets 10K.
yeah, that is so true. Like that daddy long neck, you've ever seen that kid with like the weird, like it's his neck is like 12 inches long, man. It's like weird. He's like, he looks like an alien. He's got like a million followers, and it makes no fucking sense to me.
Yeah, man, when the internet first started, that guy would have had a lot of likes but no followers.
Yeah, they would have just been in the comment section would have been ruthless. Like,
yeah, dude,
people would have just been fucking dickheads.
I remember starting the internet on Omegle, just like getting fucking lit up for whatever was on me.
Like, that was the webcam, like you kind of, right?
The chatting webcam thing where it would be either a stranger jacking off or someone there to bully you. Like, yeah. It was always either somebody jacking off or a girl laughing at me, like, yeah, for no reason. And then, like, yeah, 2 years later, the internet is just all about hugs now. It's not.
Yeah, I don't like it. I want to go back to, like, remember, I like to think of the internet if it's like 90s rap is like now, into comparison now, is like how the internet is.
Yeah.
Right? It used to be like 90s rap was so ruthless, and like there was just like this raw fucking fuck you attitude.
Yeah.
And then now everything's just kind of like, hey.
Now it's like, baby, I love you. And like auto-tune.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And like Drake's the top rapper, and he's just like soft talking about, I only love my bed and my mom.
Oh, man. Yeah, fuck. Every tweet used to be like a Biggie lyric, and now it's just like, now it's just a kissy face emoji.
Yeah. And a bunch of like feminists calling me an incel, it seems to be. You know, you try like one misogynistic tweet, and now all of a sudden I'm an incel.
Yeah, one ironically misogynistic tweet, man. Irony's done, dude. It's over.
It is.
Now everything you say is full serious, like you're yelling it. Like people act like everything you posted, you yelled.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you wrote on a sign and brought to like the legislature or something.
I always laugh because it seems like when like all these social issues kind of pop off, as soon as like the influencers of the world kind of grab onto it, it seems like it just goes to shit right away, because those are the same people that yell at Filipinos in a Tim Hortons drive-thru and ruthless, like, learn fucking English.
Yeah, they're filming that. Like, yeah, dude, it feels like influencers hop on something and then everybody's like, well, actually, you're a bad person too. Like, influencers will be like, fuck these bad people. And then,
you know what? I didn't mean to film a fucking dead body in the forest. It just happened.
I was pointing my camera. I was setting up a shot. I thought that was the actor.
Oh, man.
That was funny, dude. You remember that? That was one of my favorite. That's like a classic video on the internet, the dead body forest.
Yeah, man. Like, I wonder what goes on in your head to think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Who thinks that?
There's no way you're just driving by that forest and you're like, hold on, we got to pull over. Like, this was premeditated for sure.
Fuck yeah. Or like, it's not like you just ended up in Japan, accidentally went to something called the Suicide Forest and decided to vlog it on top of it and not expecting to see a dead body.
Yeah. You heard about the Suicide Forest and then flew to Japan. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh man,
that's next level ruthless.
Yeah, that's one of the like craziest things I ever seen on YouTube too, because I remember like once everything started getting all soft, we would just go on Live Leak and watch people actually dying.
Man,
that Suicide Forest video, that was a Live Leak thing. Like, that should have been on there.
Do you ever hop on Live Leak every now and then and just like see what's really going on?
Yeah, you're just like, everybody's like, the world's going to shit, and then you log on to Live Leak, you're like, it's fine.
we're all good here.
It's been happening like this forever.
Man, it's so like, I don't know the fucking word, but when you watch it, you feel bad, but at the same time, you can't turn it off.
You see the video and you laugh, and then the second you click off the video, you're like, oh, I'm a terrible guy.
Man, I'm not good. Yeah. Like, the one day I caught myself watching like sniper videos for hours. Like, every sniper video is just, and it's just like them just tearing up the Taliban. And like,
that's insane. I was always big into car crashes, like any high speed car crash, because they always have dash cams, like. And it's just like people getting fucking murked with by cars.
Like, how does that get on the internet?
Yeah, right? Like, I guess, I don't know. I guess you get in a car crash, you're like, the boys are gonna fucking love this. Meanwhile, I'm like 11 years old, just losing my mind. Like, this is the funniest content I've ever seen. Watching Live Leak, like, suck my dick, Seinfeld.
Yeah, this is comedy, baby. Oh man. Yeah, I can't remember what the website was, but like, there was one back in the day that before Live Leak came around.
Yeah,
one of my buddies showed me it, and we were like, same thing, like 11, 10 years old, and he's like, you want to see some crazy shit? And it's like, dudes that forgot that a plane was running and the propeller just fucking wrecked them. And then there was one of like a politician that committed suicide on the podium and just like fucking shoved a Glock in his mouth and just,
oh my god.
Yeah, like, and he was like showing me this shit, and he was a ruthless kid, man.
There was always that one kid with like the wanna see some crazy shit. Like,
he always had something in his back pocket.
Yeah, how come in school there was one kid whose search history could get him arrested like all the time?
And it's like, that's some Jeffrey Dahmer shit. Like,
it was always one of the smartest kids for me too. Like, it was always someone with better grades than me.
Yeah, man.
Like, is this the secret? That's what I'd be wondering.
And being a genius comes with evil ways.
Yeah, you got to make a sacrifice to get there, you know?
Yeah. It's just like, you got no compassion for fucking human life, but you also...
That's how people used to sell their soul to the devil, man. Like, to do it in like a creepy church or a tavern and stuff. Yeah. Now you just do it on Live Leak.
Oh man, yeah, it's fucking, the internet is just like, it's the funnest, dumbest place on earth. Do you remember when Facebook first came out and it was just like, where you and your friends would just like dump fucking stupid photos of like
everybody hammered?
Yeah. Like, now it's like mom's trying to sell you Etsy or Scentsy shit.
Yeah, dude, when Facebook first came out, I was like 12, and like, me and my friend would just post like the things we knew would be the most offensive and stuff.
Oh, you went for it, hey?
Oh yeah, we would go for it. And then I had to delete Facebook, not because it stopped being cool to be on there, but because like, I just posted too much shit about Hitler. I just had to log off, man. We had to burn the paper trail because that stopped being funny. Like,
yeah,
it was one year where you couldn't brag about doing that anymore. We had to get rid of it.
just deliberately going out of your way to be as offensive as possible.
Yeah, but I remember, like, we were still pussies about it because we would post something about Hitler but would bleep out the swear in it.
Oh, yeah.
Ours on the swear letters.
That's such an ass backwards way of going about it.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, fucking
bleeping out the swears, but you got the most evil man to walk the fucking planet. Like, this is sick, dude.
Yeah, like... Because I remember my parents told me, all they said was, you can't post swears. So I was like, okay, I'll post, like, everything else. So...
You're playing 3D chess and they're playing checkers, man.
Oh, dude. I was ahead of that fucking game for sure.
You seen the line and still found a way to cross it by still playing by the rules.
Yeah, dude, except I still got in trouble for that. There's no, like, when you find a loophole as a kid, no one respects you for finding the loophole. It's not like when you're an adult.
When we were kids, I remember, well, we were probably about teenagers, and we were going through my grandma's kind of old photos and shit like that.
Yeah.
We came across some gold. My family's German. Found that out.
Oh, no.
We were in World War II.
You never want to find out your family's German from a photo.
No. And the photo was great. It was a nice mugshot of a stoic man looking off into the corner. Yeah. Toothbrush mustache. Very, very kind of very broad looking man. Looked like he would make a good soldier.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a sort of regal look, you know?
Yeah, a little, you know, had the characteristics.
Don't... Posture a hawk would be proud of. Yeah. That's, that. What did you do after that?
Well, we took the photo upstairs and we were like, you know, we had to play it up and be like, we didn't realize that we were on this side. We didn't know, like, this whole time.
Oh, man, whole time we've been treating our, like, World War II family like they're heroes.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you sons of bitches, what are we, like, Secret Service? Are we working for them? Like, feed me...
Yeah,
shit here.
You had to find out, like, when you found out that you're like back on 20 reports, like, send info, like, yeah. Oh, man.
But we threw a goose step in the kitchen just to be funny, and my grandma didn't find that funny.
No.
I guess we were not as German as we thought.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So you guys were just like, what were you guys were just fence sitters in the old war?
I guess so. And she definitely wasn't proud of that era. That era on the family side, we don't speak of too often.
Yeah, man. Growing up not knowing you're German, that's so funny. Yeah.
We knew we were German, we just didn't know we were that German.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We thought we were like Lederhosen German. We were like, we're Oktoberfest Germans.
Yeah, we didn't realize it was like, the Jews. And like, God, that's my mistake. I didn't realize that. You know, bratwurst and beer sounds fun, but yeah. When there's a job to do...
Yeah, nobody ever talks about what the Germans are doing 9 to 5. It's only what they do on the weekends.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's good.
Damn.
Yeah, just a bunch of weekday pussies around. Bunch of paper pushing fucking pansy. Oh, fuck, dude. How long have you been doing comedy for?
Damn, I guess I just hit my 3 years anniversary this month.
Oh, really?
3 years, yeah.
Yeah, and then you were telling me last week that you just got like a 45-minute spot at the comic strip here in Edmonton.
Yeah, I got to get my first headline there, man. It was really exciting. It was so crazy. I, you know, wasn't expecting it, but I, you know, it went pretty good. Like, hopefully I'll get some more.
That's cool, man. Yeah. It's like... I remember when I first moved up here, I seen you a few times at Urban.
Oh, yeah.
Like the open mic nights. A few times. Yeah,
Urban Tavern, man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. And it's just like it's cool to like finally get down and like sit and chat with you and
definitely that. Dude, like,
you had the one award. What was the contest that you won?
I won there's this like grant that this comedian in the States, Steve Hofstetter, shout out to Steve Hofstetter, he does this grant for up and coming comedians, and it's just like you send in a video and then you got to write a big essay, and the winner gets 10 grand and you get to write a movie and a sitcom pilot and a pitch for a reality show. So like, cool. I'm living right now.
You know? Dude, sick. What's the reality show?
I want to do like people who played sports as kids teaching professional athletes that don't play that sport how to play it. So like, I want to do like me. I played hockey as a kid. I know this guy who plays on the Edmonton CFL team. I guess they don't have a last part of their name right now.
Yeah, the Edmonton Football Club.
The Edmonton Running Boys. I want to.
Yeah.
I know this guy on the CFL. I want to teach him how to play hockey and then have it just like obviously he'll be better than me at hockey once he learns how to skate. I think that's just real funny. Like. Yeah.
So are they going to like help you shoot a pilot and everything for it?
We're going to like, it's just pitches. Like I just get to write.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to help me pitch it to companies that make stuff. So hopefully something happens and probably something won't. I still got 10 grand.
Nice. 10 G's American.
Yeah. That's for like, they try to help you like go pro, right? So yeah. Like I got to, once I won that, I got to quit my job and stuff and just like do the stand up for a while.
Nice.
It was great until the pandemic hit and then
don't.
Yeah, man, things were really moving until the pandemic hit.
Things are looking up.
Nothing, yeah, dude.
Like some bad soup to fucking ruin a day. Oh, shit.
I had like 30 wins in 2019 and now those don't exist anymore.
Yeah. Couple knocks on the chin, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're keeping it moving. Like, yeah. That's all we got.
Now you're just, what are you doing? Like stand up in the park or?
Yeah, I've been. I've done a couple outdoor shows. We did one in a public park just without asking.
Really?
Yeah, like. We showed up to these people's backyard. We were supposed to do an outdoor show in, and then they just decided, they were like, actually, our backyard's messy, so let's just go to the park across the street. So now it's transforms from like a fun house party to like us invading people in public, just trying to have picnics, and we're like talking about pussy and stuff.
Yeah.
Just ruining people's day. Like,
nice.
Yeah, man, it's been weird to try to figure out what you can and can't yell in public. Like.
You got a short list like that you've figured out?
Like, honestly, no. Depends every time, man. But now clubs are starting to come back too, so I feel like the skill I've learned of like not making anyone yell at me outside, like that's just useless now. I can't translate it anymore.
Just start doing stand up in the West Edmonton Mall to make you not at the comic strip, but do it outside, almost like you're panhandling before the show.
Yeah, just warming up in the food court or something.
Yeah. That'd be so insane. How about these New York fries?
Yeah, man, comics are fiending for spots though. Like I know a couple that are just going through the mall, like asking people, "Hey, can I tell you a joke?"
Really?
Yeah, it's like, man, I would kill you if you did that to me.
Is that, like, that's definitely not something you would do?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see, like, how much canceled everything gets, like, in phase two.
Yeah. It's a hotbed right now, hey? Like,
Man, I hope I don't end up doing that, though.
Getting canceled?
No, getting out in the mall, like, one-on-one.
Out there shooting. Know who is actually pretty funny doing that? Did you watch like Mark Norman doing it on the street with a bunch of people?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that was pretty solid, yeah.
But he has, like, that personality that's actually, like...
Yeah, he's too happy. Like, if I go up to you in my monotone-ass voice, like, looking sad and shit, I'm like, can I tell you a joke? You're gonna run, bro. You're not sticking around for that.
What the fuck? The school shooter turned funny? Like,
you're like, why don't you tell me the answers for your fucking homework, you child? Like,
dude, if I tried telling jokes in public, they'd be like, get this pedophile away for me.
Yeah, so I feel like you need a specific personality, man, but more power to you if you're doing that.
Oh, fuck. So you were telling me that you're going to be moving to Toronto to pursue comedy further out there then?
Yeah, we're hoping to, like, I don't know really what the plan is now, like, after everything got fucked, but we're hoping to just move out and get some more spots, like, you know, there's more shows per night, so.
Yeah.
I just want to get better.
Yeah. What have you been doing, like, in the off time with the, like, pandemic? You've been spending more time writing, or you just been, like, kind of...
Yeah, I've been, like, trying to branch out to writing some sketches and stuff. Like, I haven't really worked, like, on that too much before, so this was, like, a nice time to just sit down and figure out a camera and try to, like, make up some characters and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then, other than that, I've just been, like, reading books and losing my mind.
Dude, I know. Do you have roommates, at least?
Yeah, I got a roommate.
Oh,
yeah.
That's at least nice.
Oh, because you were saying you live alone.
Yeah, man, I live alone. So, like, I was going bananas and, like, I was FaceTiming. Like, dude, I was calling guys I haven't talked to in 10 years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just you in the mirror. Like, I got to talk to somebody. Fuck.
Like, yeah, you're looking all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe mix in a couple more push-ups a day.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was telling me to work out. For some reason, I still wouldn't. I don't know what my excuse is, but I didn't do one push-up in the whole thing.
Why, though? I tried, man. I tried, like, the home workouts and stuff, like a psychopath.
Yeah.
And, like, it just didn't work. Oh, to, like, my place is, like, way too small.
Yeah.
And
trying to do a burpee in there, you knock the light off the roof. Like,
seriously.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure, man.
And, like, I had my TV set up, so I'm doing, like, whatever workout is on YouTube, and I'm like, this is fucking retarded. I'm not doing this.
Man, my dad got big into P90X and
nice.
That. Yeah. Yeah, so he's got all the DVDs, like, he bought on Amazon. I just like watching that like it's a TV show, man. That guy is so funny on there, just running around, like, mad at everybody.
Oh, yeah, keep it moving, keep it moving.
Why aren't you going fast? It's like, this guy's so hot. Like, why are you yelling at him?
Because I'm dying, and I'm not an Olympic athlete like you, you asshole. Like,
we're in a warehouse right now, and you're screaming at me. That's why I'm not moving. Yeah.
Are those, like, the ones that they put, like, four hot chicks in the back that are just, like, kind of shredded? It's, like, the dude.
And that's just, like, makes you feel even
more guilty than what you need to be.
Yeah, it's the one where, like, he acts like everyone in the video is fat, but everyone in the video is, like, the hottest person you've ever seen.
Shredded.
He's always like, we're gonna fix these losers. Like,
yeah, man.
He's talking to them like they're pieces of shit. It's so funny.
Meanwhile, they got, like, six-pack abs, haven't ate a carb since, like, 2003.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, trying out for, like, they're doing triathlons in their spare time. Like, fuck right off.
Everybody in the P90X video did insanity like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, like, they're keeping up with him, too. And he's still screaming at him. Like,
and he's not doing the exercise. Like, that's what I always noticed when I was a kid. He would always just be walking through everybody, like, out of breath. And they would be giving her. And he's yelling at them for not giving her.
Do you remember the dude, what was his name? Tony Little? Do you remember Tony Little?
No, I don't think so.
He looked like a fucking pro wrestler from the 90s that just dropped off. He just had this gnarly ponytail. Always wore, like, a stringer, like those fucking, like, muscle boy fucking muscle shirts.
Like, are those the hoodies that they cut the arms off?
No, those are, like, where, like, you're barely covering a dude's tits.
Oh, fuck. Wife beaters.
Yeah, like, a wife beater, but less.
Oh.
I believe they're called stringers.
Okay.
So then, like,
you know, the pecs are out. Yeah. and like the Gats are on deck.
Oh hell
this
yeah!
This guy is always like walking around. And it was just like these cheesy, corny ass fucking videos. My mom had cassette tapes of them, and like when I had in my head, like that's what I got to do to get in shape. I'm like 14 doing Tony Little videos in the basement.
Yeah, I remember being like playing Tier 6 House League. You're like, I'm gonna make AAA next year if I just do these DVDs.
Right.
Oh man, the workout DVD industry, I feel like that blew up and then shut down so fast.
Yeah, it's now it's just like Instagram models showing you their food and like you know, they lie. They got to be lying.
Yeah, they got to be just googling like shit that tastes garbage, like
100%. And most of them just have coke habits and just like fucking. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, how are you partying at like 2 a.m. on your story, but then at 6 a.m. you're eating quinoa? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
what's your life like? Like, these people, no one wants to pick a lane now. Like, everyone wants to be a raver and a genius and a health food specialist,
right?
So funny.
And then try and blend that all into one to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, but the entrepreneur is like, there's just starting a pyramid scheme. Like, yeah.
Listen, we have quinoa-based cocaine. So it's actually healthy for you. And it's really a good diet supplementary kind of, it'll keep you going.
Yeah.
And it'll suppress your appetite as well. And it makes for a great conversation.
Yeah, remember when there was cocaine and soda? We do that, but with salads.
Yeah. See, the boomer era had it all backwards.
Instead of smoking, like, chain smoking cigarettes, it's just, like, gurus doing Juul all day. Like,
yeah, Juuling, like, they find, like, a vegetable-based.
Yeah, man, I love eating healthy and then also Juuling.
What a fucked up world we live in now, man.
Yeah, it's funny, like, everybody's a hypocrite. Like, that word doesn't even mean anything anymore.
No, like, you say one thing, do the opposite, and it like just gets brushed off the shoulder. There's no, like, repercussions for actions. That's a lie. I'm being a hypocrite right now.
We're the only two people that aren't hypocrites in the world, man. That's so sick.
Yeah.
That's crazy how that worked out.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're both in the same room at the same time. It's almost like there's almost a spiritual power that bonded us, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man.
It must be these jewels, man.
Yeah.
Don't be a fool. Hit the jewel.
Amen. That's
amen. You hit me with an amen. Preach it, brother.
More power to you.
You know, it would be so fun. I've always wanted to go to, like, one of those black churches in, like, St. Louis or something. Like, have you ever watched, like, those?
Yeah, the gospel churches, yeah.
Dude, they look actually so much fun.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what, like, our parents were doing taking us to Catholic churches, like, where you just sit.
Yeah, like, you watch that, and then you go to a white Catholic church. Did you grow up Catholic?
Yeah. My grandma was in the choir of the church, so we would always go watch her sing.
Nice.
Yeah, but it was never fun singing. Like, they would always dance in gospel churches, but at my grandma's church, it would just be like, they would be like crying as they sing. Everybody's mouth is as open as possible. That's all I remember, is just seeing my grandma.
Yeah. Looks like Riley Reid in her best fucking performance.
Yeah, man.
Like, they look so much fun. Like, they make church look good.
Yeah, right? You're like, I could, like, get down with God if this was what it was about.
If that's what it was about. Fuck yeah. I had, I go to the Good Life in Sherwood Park, and, like, one of the dudes that, like, works there is super nice, and I started chatting him up there. Like, I was hitting on him because he's, like, looking real nice.
Yeah.
And his dick kind of was swinging in his shorts, right?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
The story is, he asked me to come to his Christian church.
Man, if you're gonna go to a church, you gotta make sure your dick imprint is covered all the time. Like, you can't have a dick imprint and invite anyone to church. That's not okay. You gotta, like, if you're gonna be a church guy, you gotta, like, make everyone believe you don't have a penis, I think.
Pretty much. And it got real awkward because he asked me, and then I was like, oh yeah, I was like telling him, like, what I do and shit like that. And then the next day is when he hit me with, like, I told him that I, like, kind of same thing, grew up Catholic, didn't just kind of abandon the church.
Yeah.
And he hits me with, like, do you ever think about coming back? I'm like, oh, no, fuck. And then all of a sudden we get on the topic of comedy and, like,
yeah,
talking about that. And he's, like, telling me, like, these really vanilla jokes. And I can't remember what his was, but it was just kind of, like, it didn't make me laugh.
And he's like, so what kind of jokes do you write about?
And I was like, actually, I just did this one about conversion therapy. And he just, like, woo, sucked the volume right out of the room.
Just, like, got a membership for a different gym. He was like, I don't even go here anymore.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That shit just got banned, I think, like, in Alberta.
Yeah.
Or in Lethbridge or something.
Lethbridge and, like, St. Albert. It's like, dude, how rough.
Who's still going to that? Like,
I don't know. Like, I thought we were to the point where it's just kind of like, you know, just kind of do it.
Just give her.
Yeah.
Do whatever you do.
Give her, man. Yeah, just fucking.
Like, I didn't even know there was still parents that still thought you could, like, fix that, you know?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, that was such a shock seeing, like, yeah, I remember seeing the news story that it got banned and being like, what? This wasn't, like, I thought it was, like, a bit that people did in sketches. Like, I didn't even know it was, like, a real thing.
I'm with you on that. Like, I didn't understand. I have a gay cousin, and, like, that never was a thing. Like, it was never like, hey, go send him to Godland
and yeah, straighten him out.
And it's like, who's thinking of this? Like, my whole family has mullets. None of them ever suggested that. Like,
yeah.
Who are these people that are more mullet guys than the guys wearing mullets? Like,
yeah. Like, how do you go beyond that person?
Yeah.
It's like the Christian parents that think that conversion therapy is going to work on their gay son.
Yeah. Man, every Christian dad has a buzz cut, but their personality has a mullet.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Traded in the Trans Am for a fucking one of those Astro vans. Fuck. I don't know. It's this. I can't get behind some thinking.
Yeah. Sometimes I do think about going back to church, like, just showing up at one, just to see, like, what they're doing. Like, I feel like they might be talking shit about me secretly or something. Like,
yeah, there's that.
Like, just to see if I go in there. Like, what if you walk in and everything just makes sense now? Like, that's
what. Oh, like, in your kind of older years, as opposed to when you're in school questioning things and you're like, yeah, this, like.
Yeah, that's what I wonder, like, if they could convince me. That's why I'm scared to go back, because I think they might.
What if they did rope you in?
Yeah.
How do you think they would do it?
I don't even know. Like, they're
wine? With the wine? There's, like, they're like Bill Cosby and up the wine and just kind of like.
Get you so hammered, eventually you admit that God might be real. They get that on tape. Like, they blackmail you into joining the church.
That bread that they give you is LSD, so that way you're, like, seeing, like, oh, Jesus, heaven is real. I could be here one day.
Real wine, like, going to church being like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna get drunk, it's gonna be fun, and then it's grape juice and you're like,
oh, it's gonna be fucking lit.
Another 2 hours of just wishing I was home.
Really roped me in for another one. Really got me here.
I feel like that is how they rope you, and they pretend it's real wine and then it's just grape juice.
Yeah, I could see that, because they do a lot of that, you know. They got a lot of the whole turning water into wine thing, not quite convinced, but these white girls seem to be convincing me otherwise. You know, it's just a couple grapes in the morning just to get me going. Imagine if they had basic bitch church.
I mean, they kind of do. That's Instagram stories. You just click on that and someone's like Arbonne and someone else is like this other pyramid scheme, and then you're like, okay, I got my mantras for the day. Like,
yeah, it's wine o'clock.
I think a pyramid scheme and church is the same. Like, you're just not allowed to be sad in either of them, you know?
Yeah, like, me and Jim were just talking about that last night too, man. Yeah, of like how people in pyramid schemes are so overly, like, emotional.
Yeah.
And it's just like that fake emotion. Yeah. And it's weird.
Some about Hawken skin cream and Hawken heaven, like, makes you just, like, you're never allowed to be depressed.
Never. Like, your only feelings you have are just grateful and happy.
Yeah. Grateful and excited. That's it.
Yeah. Like, have you seen a depressed person in church?
No, I don't think so. Exactly. Other than me. Like,
unless there was, like, catching a glimpse of yourself off the stained glass.
Yeah.
That's the only time you've seen it.
Oh, man. Churches should all have mirrors right in front of you just so you can see how you actually feel about it.
Yeah. Just to let that feeling of how pathetic you really are.
Yeah.
Settle in. Really make a home of it.
I just wish they could see their own eyes while they're selling it. The pyramid scheme people too, you know?
That would be beautiful. You know how they'll call two Chinese food restaurants and have like the Chinese food restaurants talk with like two phones? Have you seen like that prank go down?
Oh yeah, those prank calls, yeah. Yeah, they connect them.
What if you did that with two pyramid scheme people and tried to get them to convince one another
to join the fucking, oh man, debate which pyramid scheme is better?
Oh, holy shit.
And we should start a show where we pit pyramid schemes against each other.
Reality show. Yeah. You're welcome.
Oh my God.
All I want is just a little credit at the end. That's all.
Fuck. That's so funny.
I'll ghostwrite all day for you. I'm here if you need me.
Beautiful, man. But there's a record of it. We're going to have to burn this podcast. There's a paper.
You know what? I'm going to smash these cameras just in case it stores it in a separate little memory card.
I wonder what the best pyramid scheme is. Like, do you think there's one where there's one that just nailed the format and all the other ones are just shit?
I will admit I've been in two of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, I've been in two.
When I first moved out, no one ever warned me about them.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't know, like, I thought, like, any job interview was...
Yeah.
I was applying for jobs on Facebook Marketplace, and then I went to, like, three interviews that were all the same, and I was like, I don't know what's happening with jobs, but they're interviewing people, like, all at the same time now. Like, I said that to my roommate. He's like, you fucking idiot. Like, you just got sucked.
You got roped in.
Yeah.
The best pitch, I'm a big fan of reading, like, those business, like, 40-hour work week books. Why? I don't know. I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And one time, one guy kind of slithered out of the nonfiction section and just kind of, hey, so, you like business? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying some things. I was selling like Android boxes on the side, doing a little side hustle, trying to figure it out.
And maybe we bought one from you. Fuck, we bought one of those.
Probably, maybe you did.
Yeah.
And then, then he's like, listen, I got a great thing going on. Maybe we and you should sit down and like really rope me in. And like we met at like the most sketchiest Tim Hortons like 3 days later. And then he's like, he was very vague with all this. And I told my girlfriend at the time, I'm like, I don't know if this, I think this guy is like gonna either rob me or like rape or like something bad. Like I don't feel anything good.
End grade. Yeah.
He's leaving very loose ends. He's just saying like 30 people get together at a house and it sounds like an orgy, like a forced orgy.
Yeah, like, is this a business or a gang? Like,
yeah, like what's going on here? Do I have to wear a certain color of like, and yeah, it fell through from there, but because I got
just couldn't swing it.
I got privy to the situation being in two prior to that.
If I would have gotten to three, I think that's where I got to mail it in.
Yeah, damn. So like,
did you make some money off them or no?
The first one I did. Yeah.
I always wonder if people like actually get successful at that, because then it's like, why would you not join a pyramid scheme?
If I would have just got a part-time job into the hours that I put into that trying to convince people that this is a good idea.
I guess, yeah, that's a good point.
I would have made 10 times more money. My happiness would have been probably through the fucking roof.
Yeah, because you're probably getting people shitting all over you.
All the time, man. My friends didn't want to talk to me. They just kind of like abandoned me because it was like, oh, he's just going to try and sell us this fucking shitty vegan protein powder.
That I didn't even really use.
Like I actually quit my subscription to the protein powder and just did the business side. Yeah. And my cousin was still paying for it. And I just used his when I ran out of actually like good whey protein.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Yeah, the one I went to was like this insurance one. And the only reason I...
Was it Amway?
No, it was... Fuck, there was a video that just got them canceled by my friend. Shout out to Marco. World Financial Group. That's where it
Ooh,
was.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so I showed up and like it was this big mixer and they told me to dress nice and I didn't have a suit at that time because I had just moved out. I was in overdraft like all the time. So I showed up in my roommate's collared shirt and some jeans and like just like feeling underdressed. And then as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh, I got nothing to worry about because the guy interviewing me was full blind.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, fully blind, so I couldn't see what I showed up in, and I was like, I got this shit locked. And then after the interview, and I kind of started catching on that it was a pyramid scheme, I just, like, used that to my advantage again and just snuck out without him seeing me leave.
Oh!
Oh, man. The guy was, like, texting me for a couple days after that, too. He's like,
text?
That's a good point. Siri, I guess.
I think this yeah,
he's faking. Yeah, holy shit.
He's trying to hustle a hustler here.
He bought one of those sticks just to like try to convince me.
he even watched you leave, but he was so married to the idea that he's blind that he's just like, yeah. I can't break character.
Damn, I could have took some comedy tips from him probably.
Oh, big time. That guy just can't break character. Oh,
man.
That's hilarious.
That's the best job interview I ever went to. The other one I went to, the other pyramid scheme one, I showed up, it was like right near this building actually downtown, and I showed up like 5 minutes before it was supposed to happen, and the door was locked to the office building. It's like middle of winter, the door's locked, I didn't have a coat, and then I was just waiting out there for like probably like 15 minutes because I didn't want to be a nuisance. And then I texted the guy. I was like, hey, the door's locked, what's happening? And he texted back, I swear to God, he's like, I don't know, the door's usually unlocked. No further info, like no follow-up, bro. I just went home.
No, it's usually unlocked.
Like, what kind of a boss would this man be? Like, you know, you're like, where's the water cooler? He's like, I don't know, my mouth's always wet. Like,
yeah.
Like, what is this man? I wish I would have stayed at that one, man, but like I was too cold.
I don't know. It's usually unlocked. Just hits you with the, yeah, well, I don't know. Figure it out. Yeah. This is how, if you want to work for us, this is how we do this is how we do problem solving.
Yeah, maybe it was a test.
Yeah. It's like, unless you can't
pick that lock, you can't work for us. And it's a pyramid scheme to get you in a crime organization.
You could have been somebody, Brad.
I could have. I missed my opportunity, man. Yeah.
You could have been like a level 50 boss.
I could have been capo in the Edmonton Mafia or that.
Yeah.
Door-to-door sales mafia.
Oh, yeah. Hey, motherfucker, you want to join this gang?
Yeah, that's how pyramid scheme job interviews all sound like. It's like if you were trying to scam someone, don't you think you would at least like try to make it seem like a real business? Like,
yeah.
These guys are like,
it's so secretive.
Meet me at my trailer. The door's going to be locked. You have to do a special knock. Like,
knock three times, show your dick to the security camera, then whip the taint, tickle it, and then that way we know it's you. By a body scan. And then you can come into this bitch.
Yeah, they're always like trying to figure out if you're a cop. Like... I was like, so what's your previous experience? And you're like, you know, I've had a couple jobs. And they're like, nothing where you would be mad at me, though, right?
Like, we're not doing anything illegal in here. Just letting you know.
Yeah. In the ads for the jobs, it's always like, this job is legal. Like, why would you need to say that?
No, you're not a cop, are you? Because if you're a cop, you need to tell me you're a cop.
This could be a good second job for anyone except cops.
Yeah. Oh, but what's the worst job that you've ever had?
Well, I worked at I guess probably the worst job I was doing was I worked the night shift at this pizza place like right after I moved out for a couple months.
Yeah.
So I would go do stand up and then I would leave stand up and go to work. And that was just awkward because it was in the same part of town as like where all the shows are. So I would go, and then usually somebody that was drunk that had been at the show would see me at work. It was so embarrassing every time because they would just be like, oh, this shit is not working for you, huh? Coming in, like, they would come in all excited for pizza, see me, and just get sad. Like,
oh, yeah, they just went and had the time of their life. Like, you just killed that night. Yeah. And then be like, oh, man.
It's like 3 a.m. They're like, this child is really giving some shit up. Like, yeah, so that job was just awkward, but it was pretty cool because I got to, like, you know, it was one of those sketchy-ass shops where there's, like, no cameras and they make you count the money by hand. Like, so, you know.
Oh. Old school.
Yeah, we were stealing food and money and all that shit out of the register. Like, yeah, that's
it. You weren't stealing it. The other guy was stealing it, though. Yeah, I would
never steal anything from
you. No, you don't strike me as a stealer.
No, I'm a good guy. It was other people stealing it. Good call, yeah.
We don't do anything illegal.
Never have, never will.
No, we're good guys.
Never done anything unethical.
Never.
I've never done cocaine in a gas station bathroom.
I'm the most ethical broke guy you'll ever meet, dude.
Yeah, I would never, ever try and, you know.
I steal money and then donate it to charity. Like,
that's what we're talking about. You're basically like
repurposing.
Yeah, like you're modern Robin Hood.
Yeah. I wasn't robbing, I'm Robin Hood.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think, what about you? What's the worst job you had? Like,
oh, man.
I had two, man.
I did work at a pizza joint, too, when I was in high school, and it was a lot of fun, because, like, me and my friends all worked there.
Oh, yeah?
And would I say that was the worst? I had a heating and ventilation job where it was all the duct work, and we were redoing the fucking university in Lethbridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy, I think, on that crew just hated me, so he made my life a living hell. So, like, that, the job, I didn't mind the job. It didn't bother me, but it was, like, I was the bitch, and he made sure I knew it. So it sucked. And, like, you know, it wasn't until he figured out that I fought MMA, yeah, then I was cool to him. Yeah. But then it was already at the point where I think he was bitching to higher ups too much about me and just like just didn't like me. And then all of a sudden we got along because he knew like I fought MMA, but it was too late. The deed was already done. That or maybe he started to like me because the deed was done and he knew that I was going to get fired. And then it was like, oh, yeah.
And that's always so funny. The one guy at the job who has no respect for you until he finds out this one like stupid thing you like doing. And then he's like, bro, why didn't you tell me that day one?
Because you made my life hell.
Because you called me stupid the second I walked in.
Yeah, you did not like me.
You gave me one of those slaps on the back of the head.
Yeah, I forgot. I didn't have a hard hat at the time.
Yeah.
So he made me wear a pink one all day long. But at least I had a sense of humor enough where it didn't embarrass me. And it had like, it said princess on it and shit. And I'm like, I actually wore it more days than I needed to, just because.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, honestly?
Yeah.
I tried being a laborer on a construction site. I forgot about this, but like for like a month I had this job on a construction site where I would just like carry wood around from place to place, like wherever anyone told me to carry it.
Yep.
But man, I sprained my ankle, like, or not even sprained, like just fell and made it sore. And then I was like, all right, WCB, I'm out of here. Like, fuck this shit.
Claimed it right away?
I didn't even claim it. I just like told them I was going to and then quit. Because, man, I realized day one I'm not cut out for carrying wood. Like, I don't know why I thought that shit wouldn't be heavy, but it was way too heavy for me.
Like, you're a smaller dude, too, and, like,
yeah, yeah, you have a brain between your ears, too, so.
I would just go home. Like, you'd have to go to a show after that. You're trying to pull the mic out of the stand, and it, like, hurts. You feel like you're ripping muscles.
Oh, man. I like lately, now that like gyms are open and I can go back and like do that,
yeah,
the, you know, like the lifting stuff.
Yeah. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Have you heard of a gym before?
Yeah. I drive by them.
Or like hot chicks and hot dudes go. I'm trying. I thought maybe if I go there, it would transfer my body into a hot chick or a hot dude.
Yeah, I thought I just had to sit.
I thought you just go in and it happens.
Yeah. You walk in the front door and then you walk out the back door. You're a chain.
Boom. Hot guy. Yeah. Full head of hair. Pectoral muscles.
Widow's peak gone.
Yeah, done. Cured male baldness.
I walk out the mayor of Edmonton.
Yeah, and like I just have like testosterone just seeping through my pores. Yeah. I can't look at like a female without thinking of like sexual thought, like I should just eat her ass. Ah. Just a maniac.
Yeah.
But the first day back, I thought like before what I was actually lifting and doing all that kind of shit, I was like, fuck, dude, I used to be able to squat like 3 plates a side. I could probably do 2. Yeah. No, completely false.
It's all gone now. You're like, I can't even squat anymore.
Gone.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, before like it all popped off, I was getting big into going to the gym, but like not to work out. I would play badminton with my one friend.
Nice.
And it was so funny getting the looks like while you're walking into the gym, people being like, this guy's gonna hurt himself. And then they would see me with my racket and they'd be like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that adds up.
Couple badminton guys, nice. Yeah. Oh, man. It's an elegant sport.
Yeah, 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 but not in a place where people are working out.
No, not around the bros.
Nobody thinks that's elegant if they're lifting a weight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You lift one weight and then you see badminton and you're like, you just mad.
No, it'd be hilarious if you came in after a good match of badminton and they see you like shooting juice. Yeah,
still on steroids. Fuck. I play badminton and then go bench like 350.
They're like, this guy's a maniac. He's got to be pro.
Oh, man. I remember playing badminton like on the school team in junior high and having my like your gym teacher would sit you down and be like, you know that there's a professional badminton league, like you could probably make it, you know.
He tried convincing you on it.
Yeah, he would try convincing everybody to like stick with badminton. Like,
oh, he's a huge badminton guy.
Yeah, he was like a lifer badminton guy.
He's giving you stats of all the Japanese pros that are actually really good.
Like, man, I didn't even know they televised this sport. He would show us like videos on his phone of like real pro badminton guys. Like, I just remember people being so into it, and then we were just like, we joined this only because we thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, we did it to be dickheads.
Yeah, we just wanted people to be mad at us for playing badminton. That's it.
Being able to leave Friday at noon to go to fucking Westlock to play a big match.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, and then we would lose. Like, I just, because I went to a hockey school, so literally it was just all hockey kids that just wanted to get out of more class. And so, yeah, we would go down there and we would all suck shit at badminton, but we'd have a great time.
Yeah, you get to hang out with the bros. You're on the road again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We would wear like these super long rainbow socks, like just making fun of all the other lifers in the, because right, there would be kids that really loved playing badminton. That's something I didn't know. Like, I didn't really know that anyone like played it at, like, serious.
I can imagine those people are highly respected. They're very, you know.
Yeah, in their circle. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't get made fun of. The graphic novels are a big thing. Is that like that?
Everybody's putting down their graphic novel. It's the same one, like, to go out onto the court.
Big Walking Dead fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it is a great show, though. I will.
Yeah. I didn't really watch that.
You were in are you a zombie apocalypse guy?
No.
Fucking marble mouth over here.
Not too much, man. Not too much. Like, I like, my favorite zombie apocalypse stuff is like the ones that were made in the 80s, like where it's all like terrible and like it's not
Dawn of Dead kind of shit. Like,
yeah, I just watched Dead Alive recently. You seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, it's supposed to be the, like, it's apparently it's the grossest movie of all time, my friend told me. It's just basically, it's a zombie movie, but their skin is really peely. Like, that's the premise.
Oh, okay.
It's like a zombie movie, but there's a lot more skin peeling off than normal. It's crazy.
Old 80s slasher films are mint,
yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, that's what I love. Like, when you can tell that, like, it's what well, you can tell it's all acted bad. Like, there's always a guy who wants to get out of there immediately. Like,
yeah.
But in this one specific one, like, the funniest part about it is they're just trying to rid the town of the zombie apocalypse, like in every slasher movie, right? And then they have to go to this like pharmacist to get some help, like that they think he has a cure, and then it just comes out that he's a Nazi, like for no reason. They walk into the pharmacy and he's just got the armband on.
Nice.
And doesn't address it. Like, that's what I like about 80s slasher.
They just sneak shit in,
hey. Just throw a guy in there just to see if you'll catch it.
There was this one, if you get a chance, check it out. It's called Motel Hell.
Oh, yeah?
It's awful.
Fuck.
But it's great at the same time. It's just this gnarly. They tried going, like, so over the top with, like, the blood and, like, the... It's all fake. But it's funny to me to think that somebody went and watched that and was terrified. And, like, now we watch it and we're like, this is awful.
Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite part about it. Like, right? I hate in a horror movie when you're scared, and I love in a horror movie when it's so badly done that you can tell, like, what they're doing. Like,
yeah, like, the blood does not look real at all. Yeah, like,
you can see the string on, like, the piece of brain that's fallen down or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, because, like, this one, I remember there was a chainsaw. Like, it was like, oh, man, what was that fucking... Did you ever watch that movie Vacancy?
No.
No Vacancy, I think it was.
I don't think so, no.
Where it was like that trucker bought like all the fucking mutilation films from that motel in the middle of fucking nowhere. And like these people are like trying to fucking get out of there. I think it was called Vacancy or No Vacancy. It was a newer one, but it was almost like they made a play off of this Motel Hell. And it was just brutal. It was brutal. Like the chainsaw is just like,
you could tell like it was like a pig's body that we were cutting into and shit
to make it look like a human. And like, it was fucking brutal, man.
My favorite trope is when they like, every slasher movie has a scene where they're walking through a butcher shop and it's supposed to be people on meat hooks.
Yeah.
And it's dead alive one. It's just in the shape of a cow. Like,
yeah. Like, didn't give a fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But somebody was watching that in the theater just and left terrified.
Yeah, that's my favorite back part in, about
like, 82.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it like, man, these people like only saw books, I guess, and then you just see this like.
Then you give them a visual of it, and they're like, "That's what a human body looks like."
Yeah, like the color red used to just scare people.
Yeah, yeah, that's 100% it.
We kept talking about how the blood was way too thick. I'm sorry.
Oh, you dying?
Yeah.
Is that Corona?
No, it's the jewel.
But, like, the blood is always way too thick, too. It always looks, like, solid. Yeah, it's yeah. Always, like, a marker, like, they drew on the floor or something.
Yeah, man. And it looks like gelatin almost, like...
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, it's like, you could eat that.
Oh, fuck, man. That would have been so much fun to film back in the day.
Man, yeah. I wouldn't mind just making a slasher film now, like, just with, like, not using any special effects, just trying to make.
Just, and it would basically, like, if you filmed it right and just put the perfect overlay on it, you could probably convince somebody it was in the 80s.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
You probably could. And if you did, like, the promo and everything of it and just kind of, like, upload, oh, my God, I found this film in, like, the back of the library, man. It's unreal. Have it on cassette.
Like, the way people forge works of art. Like,
yeah.
Like, got a fake Picasso painting. I'm trying to sell a fake slasher movie.
Oh, that, like, just you saying that reminded me of this guy. There's this shitty bar, like, a hotel bar in my hometown.
I love those bars.
They're the best.
Small town bars where it's a hotel, a tavern, and the liquor store.
Yes. Ooh. You explained it to a T.
Yeah.
And it's also on top, you ready for this? A karaoke bar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fuck yeah.
How about that? That is some small town living. And this brings in the finest people of the town. It's called the Palace on top of it. They recently just got rid of the rug in the bar. And I'm 90% sure it was, like, put in 87, and we just got rid of it in 2015. They finally renovated it.
I bet you they just rolled it up and put it in a keg. They're like, we could get some liquor.
Man, Probably. And like that shit's more potent than like redneck moonshine, just fermented for years. And this place would just bring out the best of this town. And there was one guy one time, he was short on rent, so he had a stack of DVDs in the back, and he was trying to sell us his pornos, all his old pornos. Oh, and he was the weirdest looking guy. And they were like, he had a good selection going on.
DVD porn has never crossed my fucking path in my whole life, man.
I know a guy if you're looking for it.
I am now.
I'm just saying, yeah, I think it was given, he had a 3-for-20 deal going on. Yeah. I believe one of my friends picked up a couple Ace films.
Fuck. Man, buying a secondhand porn, like, that must have just been the funniest fucking moment of everybody's life. Like, you just never get to do that anymore.
No, no. Now you just got to look at the view count and be like, now you instead, like, secondhand porn back in the day was like kind of like, oh, and now you look at it, a porno on the view count.
You're like 10 million.
Yeah. Like, oh, this one's got to be good.
Yeah.
It's totally opposite now. Like before you want to be, it's like when you buy a car, you want to be the first owner. Now you want to be like the fucking 12, you want to be like 12 millionth viewer on that bitch because you know, like, this has obviously got, like, some good scenes.
Well, like, you're the only one touching your phone. Like, imagine what was crusted onto those DVD cases.
Oh, man.
Even if it's just Mountain Dew and Cheetos, it feels like it's cum.
Yeah, it does. It has that same grit feeling and stickiness. Oh, my God. Also, a man in our hometown was... one of my friends worked at the local gas station there, right off the highway, and he taught him a nice trick about the porno mags. He knew how to unseal them so that way he could pull them out, read the magazine, because that's what you do is read those, right? And then would be able to put it back in, seal it, and make it look like nobody even opened it. Talk about skills, am I right?
Yeah. Talk about non-transferable skills.
Yeah. He passed that on to my friend, who then passed it on to us, and that's how generational wisdom starts.
That's oral tradition right there, bro.
You imagine that guy? And the best is he, like, looked like comic book guy from The Simpsons. Oh. Just to give you an image.
Yeah, of course he did, man. That's who I was picturing right off the top.
Was it really? Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, have you acquired any skills as such that you could say you had a son and you had to pass on some skills? What would it be?
Like, I don't know, man. I just learned how to access the internet on every device, right? Because I was like, we were full digital porn as soon as I got in the game, you know. Like,
word.
The Xbox 360 was already out. You know what I mean? So like. Yeah. We didn't have, like, personal phones, but we would, I figured out how to watch it on an e-reader.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably a skill I could pass down to my son.
That's a good skill. So you had to, like, an e-reader is just, like, a digital book, right?
Yeah, but I had one that, for some reason, would connect to Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So I just had to, like, figure out how to find the thing that would take me to the internet on there, because it didn't have, an app that said Safari, but it had, like, you could click through a bunch of shit and eventually find a browser,
right?
Like, on the searching up books portion of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, I got really good at that. I was just slamming off to the e-reader. My friend used his Xbox 360. Like, we were very, So that's what I would do.
Okay. You're ahead of your time, then, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
You were finding ways. Man, it's so funny when a young man goes through that glorious time in his life, puberty, what you will do to find any sort of fucking pornographic images would blow any female's mind. They don't have
that issue.
Any rational person's mind. Like, I still, I think back to doing this and I'm like, that is so gross. Like, why would I do? I could have just read a book, man.
I should have just got smarter. Like,
yeah, you had a device in your hand that can make you a fucking genius, and you somehow found the one way to watch porn on it.
Found the one way an e-reader could be used to make me dumber. Like,
That's just Neanderthal thinking right there, man.
every dude goes through a fucking crack fiend Neanderthal phase where we're just like scratching our arms and searching for shit.
Yeah, I know there's, I can feel in this household there's a porno magazine in it, and I'll find it. I will find it. I will go to great lengths.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I wonder if they still got porno magazines.
They do, actually.
Very, very small selection, but they do. The funniest is they have these penthouse letters, and it's a magazine with stories in it. And a few photos of what's happening in the story.
Is that the one where, like, dudes write fan fiction, but it's horny?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that rocks, man.
Yeah, it's I got gifted one, and I was reading it. Dude, it's so funny. It makes me laugh so hard. It'd be like, and Jim pulled out his member for Christine to get hot and bothered. And just gets in descriptive detail of, like, the whole scenario.
Yeah, it's like fan fiction, but it's no one noteworthy. It's just, like, two random dudes. Yeah. Like, oh, that's like so
fucking jerking off to your pen pal all over again.
Yeah, man. We used to, on the bus back on the way home from school, we used to read, like, horny, like, cartoon son fiction or fan fiction, like Sonic fan fiction and shit. Yeah. It would just be that same stuff. But there was this one app that you could go on that was literally just where people would write that stuff, and we would just read that shit, just laughing about Sonic fucking all the other hedgehogs.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was my penthouse, I guess. Because sometimes you'd be reading that and, like, trying to think it's funny, you'd accidentally get hard on the bus, and then you're just, like, accidentally horny. Like,
yeah, you're, like, sitting there like, fuck, I hope nobody...
You're like, oh, goddamn, I meant to just make fun of this, but now I'm into it.
Now you're sitting there with an awkward boner trying to, like, tuck it somewhere, getting, like, that weird leg movement going on.
You're just worrying about what this means for the rest of your life. You're like, am I just going to be one of those guys who just plays Sonic games all day? Like,
oh man, dude, I remember one time in gym class, this like it was the worst. There was one girl, I've told this story on here before, but it was a girl running on a treadmill, and she was an older girl, developed, and had giant tits, and was running on the treadmill with no sports bra on. In like how our gym was set up was like on the one side was like, you know, weightlifting room, but it had a glass window, and we were in the gymnasium, and then we were doing warm ups and all that shit. So this girl's running on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And it just so happened to be the day the boys are going to learn weightlifting. And I just so happened to got volunteered to do the bench press. Yeah. That is a skill I have, man, I've never been A, so terrified in my life, because I was moments away from all my friends seeing me with the smallest heart on in my fucking life. And then on top of it, have to demonstrate how to bench press. I was always I'm a weak child.
Yeah. Like, all my blood is not in my arms right now.
No. And like all that's in my brain is these tits just juggling around. And the last thing I care about is putting up a fucking 25 pounds on a fucking bar. And like, oh, it was awful.
Yeah, dude, I remember like, fuck. Random boners in the gym, dude. That was the worst, like, because you'd always be 90 degrees. You'd always be laid out whenever it would happen. Like, it was either the bench press or the leg press.
Yeah, always the weirdest position.
Yeah, it was always when you're kind of upside down. You're like, it's pointing at me. Like,
yeah. It just looks mad at me.
Yeah, and you got to do the tummy tuck or, like, or the belt tuck.
Yeah.
And, like, if your shirt pops up just a little.
Yeah, I'm so glad that's over, dude.
Man, dude, now I just don't care. And, like, you know, you're an adult now, so you've got, like, underwear that fits and kind of molds that shit, and it'll just kind of point it where it needs to go.
Yeah, well, you're also just not getting accidentally horny at everything you see.
Yeah, that too. Like, now it's just kind of like you look and you'd be like, instead of thinking like, oh, I could probably have a shot at fucking that. I have a shot at, you just like play out a scenario. Like, what if we end up together and she just makes my life miserable?
Well, yeah. Like as a kid, it was always you'd imagine fucking. And now I just imagine like making a grave mistake. Like, I just imagine, like, this is why she would hate me. Like, that's what I imagine now. And then I just don't say shit.
You always have, like, trying to think of the opener, not even getting to the fucking part. Like, when you're a child, you forget about all that stuff that has to happen before, like the talking.
Yeah, you're just like, why wouldn't she like me?
Why, but what, this is not good enough? That, like, is my dick not good enough? Like, we're taught at a young age, you know, one, you watch one porno and you just think, like, you as the pizza guy shows up and you get your dick sucked. It's just the wrong narrative that you get put in your brain.
Yeah, porn should be like 90% dudes striking out. Like,
yeah,
then we would grow up like with realistic expectations.
Yeah, man. And it should be like a realistic looking woman, like, instead of like these like giant fake bombs and like big butts, it's just like the weird awkward girl that at like 3 a.m was the only one to give you the time of day, and you're like,
I shouldn't be able to get hard. Like, I wish the guy like stayed soft for some.
He's that whiskey dick or like coke dick and can't fucking get it up, and it's just an awkward conversation. And you're like, well, anyway, so what are you going to school for?
I wish in porno they had, like, the guy would leave the condom across the room. I'm always doing that, man, leaving it in my dresser and then having to, like, get up and go get it. That should be in porn.
Yeah, it's always so awkward, eh?
Yeah, man.
The process of putting on a fucking condom after you've like fucked around for a little bit is so fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm always putting it on backwards, dude. Every time.
And then you're doing a fumble. Then you look like an idiot because you like don't like, it's like you don't know what you're doing.
You're like, oh no, you're losing your virginity right now.
No. I swear I've done this.
I swear I know how this goes on. Yeah. Oh man, you start explaining like how it goes on just to prove you know.
Yeah. Like it like rolls on, right? Right, if I just like blow it up and snap it on.
We're talking about making a reservoir. Oh god.
And by that moment you've killed the mood.
Yeah.
And then you somehow got to figure out some sly, vindictive way to fucking spark it back up again.
You guys both hate each other by now. You're like, yeah, let's just take it off and go home. Like, yeah, fuck.
Like, this was great. It was great. Do you want me to give you a ride? Do you want an Uber? Uber? Okay. Uber's good. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I imagine that you don't want to spend another 25 minutes with my dumb ass. So yeah. You want to wait in here? No, you're going to wait outside. Okay.
That's what porn should be. A guy ruining it and then calling an Uber and then like losing $30. That's what...
Right? That seems to be it. Like the are you single right now?
Yeah.
So are you doing the Tinder and all that?
Not right now, cuz I'm scared of like health stuff, man. I don't want to get near anyone right now.
You keeping your distance and like, okay. I'm
trying to stay off that shit, cuz how do you kiss someone now?
Glory hole.
You have to. You gotta find a hole in a wall. Like, yeah. We're only going on dates to the scariest bars now.
Dude, did you see in British Columbia how they recommended having a barrier between
people
when they're having sex? So they were encouraging having a glory hole?
Yeah, but it's like, aren't those in the dirtiest possible establishments? Like, I mean, places there's already COVID?
Yeah, not a trustworthy establishment, that's for sure. Like, I don't think, like, I've never personally been to a glory hole, but I've, you know, you read stories on Reddit and it's never good.
Dude, I've never been to one, but, like, imagine, like, just part of your body hitting that wall. How does
that ruins the whole mood for you?
Like, if it's plywood and you get a sliver and you like pull back.
Well, you just even touch it, you're like, why is this wood like wet and like it's all soggy wood?
Yeah, or like cold steel or something. And like, oh.
Oh, that would be the scariest part.
What if you like? What if you catch a snag on the sack? You know, like.
Oh God.
You get hung up. Or like there's a metal burr in like where they tried to like
a little iron sliver.
Oh my god, you imagine getting a sliver in the sack? Oh.
Yes. Oh, I have COVID, but I also don't have anything to live for now.
At that point, if you have a sense of humor, it's a great story. But if you're like one of these weirdos that was like thinking this was a great idea to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if anyone read that and they were like, finally, we can try it.
What do you say? Where's the specific location? I would love to know the locations. I'd love to get a scouting report.
Just the government would release like a list of approved glory hole locations.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Bunch of, like the backs of businesses, like this one public beach bathroom.
I'd love to catch some interviews of them walking out. How was it? Anyways, you know, CTV News is like interviewing people as they're leaving. Wonderful. Wonderful.
We had a great experience.
Yeah. Smelled like lavender.
Felt safe.
Yeah. Safe. We took special precautions, plexiglass.
Yeah. Every dude I know was so anti-safe spaces, but they would have been way more pro-safe spaces if they knew the government just meant glory holes.
100%. I would be the most pro-safe space. Yeah, it turns out like these safe spaces that we've been talking about this whole time has been like these people, just guys, girls, whoever it is, are going to these glory holes.
Yeah. Have you ever even seen one?
No. That's a lie. I've been in a sex club in Calgary before, and there was something kind of similar to it, but like they would set up one, but it wasn't like a specific like glory hole location.
Okay, because I always wonder if it's like like a portable wall or if it's like a room that's permanently like that. It's like, I don't think they have enough clients to like fill that all the time.
Could you imagine the place goes under and then they have to sell it and the real estate agent doesn't know what they're really walking into, and there's like that one kind of shady room in the back and they're like, oh yeah, and there's a storage space,
this must be the office.
And there's just like holes waist level drilled about 9 across. And just trying to explain that to the potential buyer. Oh, this is where they actually had the deep fryer. So you should just like making up whatever you possibly could in that moment.
You're like, one of our employees got mad 9 times.
And like, I believe probably every good glory hole situation is exactly like they look on the pornos, where there's like arrows and it just says dick goes here, and like, you know, like aggressive graffiti that's on the walls.
Oh my god, I never saw that, but that's so funny. They just have like the two most popular places for graffiti are trains and glory hole walls. Like,
third place is skate parks.
Oh, people are doing their tags on, like, why would you want anyone to know you were here?
You see your bro's name, like,
oh yeah, you go to fuck.
I'd love to see, like, you know, like, you see like your buddy's name and it says was not here.
Yeah, that's how you know that's a dude you can rock with permanently.
Oh yeah, yeah, he gets down. He has a sense of humor and also loves to try and lie, even when he's caught red-handed.
Yeah.
Puts himself in that situation.
Yeah, I love anyone who will get caught and then lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially caught red-handed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it takes a set of balls to do that.
Yeah, I got a friend who's like, he's like always on a diet, and he's always like talking about he's not gonna eat anything bad, and then we'll go on a road trip, and he'll smash like 4 burgers. Just he'll just like act like he didn't. Like, he'll smash burgers while telling you about his diet, bro. I love that guy. He's the best.
Just blatantly doesn't even phase him. Like, he'll tell you it's dead in the eye.
It's like he's got to be doing it on purpose. Like, he has to be.
He's just
doing a bit on you.
There's no way he's not.
He's like looking at you in the eye, like, you know, when I started keto, and he's like eating a bun, like, talking about keto.
I'm starting to think that keto shit is bullshit.
I'm starting to think no one even knows what it is. Like, I think you just say you eat keto.
Yeah, because it seems like. Anybody that eats keto is, and like, I don't know what it is. I've like watched them and they're eating just like fucking bacon grease.
Yeah, my friend was eating like donairs in a bowl.
Yeah.
She was like,
the thing that's bad for you is the wrap.
Come on.
What? You're eating a donair right now.
It's still got the icing on the meat, like.
Yeah, like you've pumped 3,000 calories into you in 1 minute, and you believe that you're just gonna what? You just shit it out? That's it?
I guess it works, man. Because they lost, they look great now.
For real?
Yeah.
So I guess.
I'm thinking that everybody on keto has like a secret drug addiction.
Oh my God, yeah.
It has to be it. Because I've never, because that's the only thing that's going to balance that out.
It's just the new slang for meth.
Yeah, it has to be. Like you're on speed all day long and just like, I can eat whatever I want. I just never sleep. I ate 68 chicken wings last night.
I can eat whatever I want. You know, haven't gotten hungry in 6 months, but I could eat whatever I wanted.
It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, me either. I don't get it, man. But I don't understand any diet. Like, just like sometimes I get a belly and then I just like stop eating McDonald's for that week. And then maybe that's what a diet is, though.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess it kind of is. If you, now that you think about it.
I just start getting a belly and then I buy groceries instead of eating fast food.
You eat an apple?
Yeah.
Some fiber in you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess it's just that, man. But fuck, I know this one guy, like the carnivore diet is my favorite one.
Just strictly meat?
Yeah, but I know this one guy who's doing it wrong. Like, he's eating, he said he went on the carnivore diet, but he also eats candy still. His diet is literally meat and candy.
What?
Yeah, man, it's not working. He's not losing weight, but he's living his dreams.
And you know what? At the end of the day, I think that's what counts.
Yeah, it's what it's all about, dude.
He's doing what he wants. And nobody's telling them any other.
Just imagine, like, what your breath would taste like. Like, you know how we've all been in the masks smelling our own breath recently? Like, just imagine that echo of just sausage and Sour Patch Kids.
Man, have you ever been to, like, that Brazilian place that just serves you meat and more meat and more meat?
It's called Meat. That one?
Is it?
There's a restaurant called Meat. Maybe that's one.
I'm thinking of Pampa. Oh, no. Have you been there? It's like a Brazilian steakhouse, and they just like force feed you meat all.
That sounds crazy.
Oh, and like you leave. Have you ever got the meat sweats before?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like times that by two. Oh my God. Like you just feel depleted, and you're like just leaking just. Just like this, like thick sweat.
I got less energy than I did when I came in here. Like, oh man,
you're like fucking. Your head just feels light, like you're spacey. Like your heart is like just do.
I think leaving that is the best argument for why you should go vegan. Like just walking out of there, you're like, I can't even see my car. Like I've had 20/20 vision until I walked out of this meat place. And now it's just blurry.
Now I'm just fucking blind. Blind and vegan. Oh, man. Oh fuck. Yeah, like that shit. It just it, like the whole dieting thing. And
love it, man. I thought fad diets would stop, like, cause I remember when I was a kid, my mom having all those fad diet books.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, like, once we all had the internet, I thought we would all just Google a fad diet and find out it's bullshit. But it turns out, like, they all work, so we still do them. Like,
I get a rise out of these fit chicks that will just starve themselves to the fucking end of civilization, but then they'll have like an off week, but they've never ate like no sugars, no fats. Like their diet is so clean. And then they get off it for like a week and fucking balloon, man, because your body just is storing all this fat that you just weren't giving it.
I never met someone like that. That's so crazy.
Oh man, it is next level. Like you just see them one day and they're just like doing like those bikini, like flexing for fucking doing whatever it is they do.
Let's start a company. Instead of talking people into doing diets, we should try to talk people out of their diets.
Oh, like a pyramid scheme.
You deserve a cheat week.
You do. I one of my exes used to like, she was always so positive.
Yeah.
And would be like, you know what? You do deserve that. And it was kind of nice to be around to like not have somebody shitting on you all the time.
Yeah, but then you realize you're just so lazy that when someone tells you you deserve something, you just sit there and keep doing it forever.
Yeah, man. It came to the point where like I used to be a maniac in my own head, and I had to like have to be doing something all the time. And be like, if I'm not working out, I'm training, or I'm fucking at work, or I'm like, you know,
there's no relaxing. There's
that's how I feel too. Yeah.
Right, like you gotta go, always doing something. And she'd be like, you know what, why don't we just relax a little bit today? And be like, I don't even really know what that is. What are we gonna do?
You mean waste a fucking day?
Like imagine like it got into like watching Netflix series, and like I don't really watch TV, man. So like then we'd get into like binge watching series, and then be like, treat yourself. I'd always hear treat yourself. It was great to hear, but then I'd be like eating like shit food. I'm like gaining weight. I got like fat for a while, and like, oh man.
Whenever I have like a treat yourself friend, I always. Like, yeah, I always get way too into it, and
you have to distance yourself from those people.
I just get way too into it, and then every day becomes my cheat day. I start being like, you know what, I deserve to take a day off, and then I remember that I haven't done shit for the last month.
Like, yeah, all these cheat meals add up to the point where like you're like, oh god, maybe I should eat something healthy. You just completely do a 180,
getting scurvy because you deserve it. Like,
yeah, maybe I should eat an orange. Maybe you should treat yourself to an orange. Treat yourself. It always sounds so much nicer when you say it. Like, oh, I'm gonna treat. Like, you're a young guy.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself doing like that? Oh, I'm gonna get myself a treat. Have you ever done that to yourself yet?
I try not to. I just try not.
You haven't graduated to that age.
But sometimes, like, yeah, if I have like a especially stressful day, I'll be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to buy blunt wraps and Sour Patch Kids. Like, I'm going stupid tonight.
Yeah.
So yeah, sometimes I'll do a treat.
You know what a treat is when you're like 29? Is like when I think I'm gonna treat myself to a donut. I'm gonna treat myself. That's what it is. It's pathetic. When you get older, it sucks. It literally is.
Damn. So I guess what you're saying is I should just be slamming like all the garbage I can into my body right now.
Do it. Get it out of your system. I'd say just fucking floor it for the next 5 years. Completely floor it.
See how fucking much chairs I can fill up, man.
Yeah, get it out of your system. Your metabolism's probably firing like all day long. You're good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not acting like I don't eat like shit. Like, you know, when I say I'm treating myself, like, I still ate pizza 4 times that week. It's not really a treat. It's more of like a status quo thing.
Buddy, when I do that, I can feel it. I can feel it.
Dude, the first time ever I felt it today. I ate a bunch of pizza last night with my roommate. I woke up for a dentist appointment this morning. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm making it through this dentist. Oh. It's just sitting there with the rock in your stomach, man. I hadn't got that before. Like, today.
Gut rock?
Yeah, I was like, it got so bad. I was sitting there wondering if I was drinking last night. Like, yeah, but it was just the fucking dominoes, man. It took me out. Like, so I guess I'm gonna have to stop pretty soon.
Yeah, man, you gotta get it out of your system.
Yeah,
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we were talking about hockey dads, I'm gonna have to like coach you a little bit on like how to get through this little next weird phase of your life.
You'll have to be the food dad.
Yeah, I'll be food dad and like screaming at you. I'm like, yeah, no, you gotta eat the fucking donut. Eat the fucking donut. Don't put the fucking salad down, Brad.
Fucking deserve it, son.
You deserve it. You're doing good out there.
Your hockey dad being like, you deserve to fucking knock that kid out.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, it's weird because, like, my friends are all married and have children, and I still act like a child. Like me and you could probably hang out every day, and I would feel like I'm your age, even though I'm like the cool guy
now. Yeah, I felt like you were my age. I was just like, man, you've had a rougher life than me.
Right? Yeah, I just look like a more weathered version of a 21-year-old, you know, seen a couple lines of cocaine that have stressed me out to the point of where my face drooped a little.
Dude, I got friends getting engaged right now.
Really?
Straight out of, like, well, I guess it's not straight out of high school anymore, but it still feels like it. Like, we're all still dumb as shit.
So, you've only been graduated for, what, 3 years?
Yeah. We're 20 now, so.
You're 20?
Yeah, I'm 20.
So, 2 years, then.
I think it's three.
Three? Did you graduate in
2018.
Okay, so, yeah, 2 years. We're coming on three.
I don't know.
Whatever the math works out to be. Yeah,
whatever it is, people are going to roast us in the comment section, by the way, on this. These two fucking stunt guns can't figure out simple math.
No wonder I didn't go to fucking university, eh?
Yeah, that's why I had to do the heating and ventilation and not even do that. I had to carry up all the bullshit up the stairs at a university. That's the closest I've ever got.
Oh, man. I was there for half a semester, man.
What were you taking?
Elementary education. I was going to be a teacher, but then I realized that I never thought that I would hate everyone in teacher school, even though none of my teachers and me ever got along. So I went to teacher school day one, trying to find some friends, and then I left day one just being like, these guys are all losers.
These guys are awful.
Yeah, but I really liked the part of it where you got to go actually teach people. So.
What class, what age group did you go to?
I went to help with elementary school kids.
Okay, so grade 1 to 5 kind of?
Yeah, we would just play dodgeball and shit. Sick. Like, it was just awesome. Like, but it wasn't being a teacher. It was just I would go to their gym class and then leave.
All the fun shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to drop out because I was failing every class, right? And then I just didn't want to have to tell my parents that I failed, so I just dropped out right before that.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's where we're at, bro.
Now we're doing comedy.
Now we don't know how many years it's been since we went to high school.
Yeah, now to think that you were going to teach, you were going to mold young minds.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I probably, the day I dropped out, all my professors were like, thank God, man.
Yeah, I don't think he would have been a good fit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brad's over here trying to teach these kids how to roll a blunt. And the consistency. Always buy Woods, never buy fucking Swishers.
Oh, yeah. I would have been good at teaching them that kind of stuff.
Yeah, listen, there's a guy. Do you remember that Dave Chappelle sketch where he was Tyrone the crackhead and he came in and taught all the kids, there's a guy named Carlos on 150th Street, 57th Street. He's got the best smack in town. Don't go to him, children. Don't go. Just giving them the information that they are.
Oh, yeah, that's the kind of teacher I would have been for sure, man.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Yeah. But goddamn, yeah, so people are I got friends in university now buying engagement rings too.
On their student loans?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how you're affording that.
Wow.
I could barely afford tuition.
Yeah, right? What do these kids do? I couldn't even imagine. Me at 21, man, I can't imagine myself getting engaged.
I can if there's any girls watching this.
There's probably about three. And they're bored housewives. They are not interested in dudes like us, man.
Yeah, dude, I do not know what I would.
Unless you're looking for a big-dicked comedian. Then we got one in studio today.
Thanks for the shout out.
Actually, Patty, I heard, did the security give you trouble walking in? Because I gave him a heads up that you had a weapon in the pants.
I asked the security guy, I was like, is it cool if I go upstairs? And he just stared at me.
Even with this.
He was intimidated,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he said, no. We
saw the strap.
Come down and said that It's not a pistol in your pants, it's just a penis. We're gonna let you roll on through, but don't be playing no fucking sucker shit up there.
Well, thanks for warning him, man, because usually I walk in a building and get kicked out immediately.
Yeah, man, it's gotta be tough just having the biggest dick in Edmonton, just a rope. Hey?
I would like to claim that, yeah. I would like to put that on the record, biggest dick in Edmonton.
It's a giant dong.
Yeah, man, it's insane. I sell tickets to it. Nobody buys tickets to my stand-up shows. It's all just to see the fucking replica of that giant baseball bat on night.
Oh, dude. Fuck, how long have we been going here? We've been an hour and a half. Thanks for coming in, man. It's been a pleasure. This was a fun conversation, just dicking around, man. I love Kevin, like, all you local comics come in and just pissing around and fucking.
Yeah, man, that was fun. I liked it. It was a good time.
Social media, where can they follow?
Instagram is I Hate Brad, and I don't use the other ones really, so that one.
Just the gram?
Yeah.
Yeah, couple good photos of you in some gym shorts and shit.
Some stand up on there. I got some sketches on there. I got some stuff on there. A couple selfies, you know?
Yeah, being extra lean with it.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, man.
Yeah, thank you.